USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two small tornadoes touched down briefly in Arkansas nearly a week after 23 people were killed in Alabama. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says it's important to be prepared for twisters.
If there are tornado watches issued at any point throughout the day, please make sure you have your safe plan in place. If you live in a mobile home, get out. You are safer in your car than you are in a mobile home. If you live in a mobile home, make plans ahead of time, say perhaps with a friend that you can go stay with who lives in a non-mobile home. If that's not an option, an easy solution, head to your closest library.
Up to a foot of snow is possible in the upper Midwest and northern plains, along with blizzard conditions. Daylight savings time is upon us once again. Most Americans will spring forward, turning their clocks ahead 1 hour at 1 a.m. Arizona and Hawaii are states that opt out. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The embattled and accused singer R. Kelly is again out of jail in Chicago. He was being held for failing to pay more than $160,000 in child support. Details from WBBM's Bob Roberts.
Kelly said he'll straighten all of this out, said he loves his fans, then left attorney Steve Greenberg to answer questions.
It's open season on R. Kelly. Everybody is now coming forward and saying, oh, I met this man and this is what happened. Look, there's no money for these people.
Greenberg said Kelly made the $20,000 a month in support payments religiously until the criminal case slashed his income, and said Kelly fears for his career.
R. Kelly isn't the only celebrity in legal trouble in the Windy City. Empire star Jesse Smollett is facing 16 counts of allegedly lying to police for falsely claiming two men attacked him. Attorney Jesse Weber is with the Law and Crime Network.
At the minimum, he could get probation. I think if they're going to charge him with 16 counts, they're going to want some prison time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A sweeping government reform bill is headed to the Senate after passage by the House. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
It has zero chance of passing the Senate, but for the record, the Democratic bill aimed to tighten government ethics rules and impose campaign finance restrictions, also going after voter suppression. It would have restored parts of the Voting Rights Act that they say have been whittled down by the Supreme Court in recent years. Republicans call it a liberal power grab, and again, the bill has no chance of passage in the Republican-led upper chamber. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The new jobs report is out, and the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the unemployment rate has declined to 3.8% last month. With more, here's John Clemens.
That decline of 0.2 percentage points last month reflects a rate of 3.8% during February, meaning a decrease of 300,000 workers to 6.2 million. Eleni Kara-George of the Labor Department tells us about the different sectors of the economy.
Employment in professional and business services, healthcare, and wholesale trade continued to trend up, while construction employment decreased. Over the year, average hourly earnings rose 3.4%, the largest increase since April 2009.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.